of the road is no private cul-de-sac.
This is Malcolm Ross of Joseph K. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions
apply. WGXC underwriting is provided in part by the Highway Drive-In, a four-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYDriveIn.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Shauna Wright of Middleburg, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Okay, what should I do now? The Treehouse song. Okay, I'll try. This can be a hard one. My hands are really cold. I could put them in some warm water in a minute. Run water over them. Crazy hair, big brown eyes, and a faraway stare. Moms wouldn't think we'd have made a pair, but we're living in the woods and trees. Some folks think we're a little deranged. That's the way it is, probably never will change. We don't care, cause you gotta be strange when you're living in the woods and the trees. Cook our breakfast whenever we rise. Play a little music for the butterflies. Say pretty things looking in our eyes. Laughing in the woods in the trees. Got a lot of friends we can go to see. Some got kids that are set on the knee. I love her and she loves me. Sleeping in the woods in the trees. Gonna have a party when the boat gets here. Try to have some food and a thing of beer. Dance with the people that we live near. Laughing in the woods in the trees. Both a little shaky with the other sometimes. Maybe cause things happen weren't left behind. But we'll watch our steps as we start to climb to a house in the woods in the trees.
Hello, good afternoon. This is the Capital District DSA Good Time Hour special edition show with Casey. This will kind of be a 3-hour special because I'm here right now from 5 to 6, and then my co-host, Poche Noir, a.k.a. Bill, will be coming in after me at 6, I believe until 8 o'clock, so buckle up for that. I'm here today. We typically go live on the first Tuesday of the month, but we are here for the WGXC Ripples Make Waves Pledge Drive. And by we, I mean me. It is me and me alone in this studio right now. But yeah, I'm really excited to be here today. Just going to gab away, talk about why it's so important to make those waves, why it's so important to be a listener of WGXC and be a supporter here. And thank you all for doing so. I'm going to talk a little bit about socialism because that's what I do, baby. But before I get into it, I'll play the next song. The last song that we opened with was Living in the Woods in a Tree by Blaze Foley. And next up I have When You Walk in the Room by Jackie DeShannon. Love a fade out. We do not do fade outs enough anymore, society. Yeah, thanks for tuning in again. My name is Casey. I'm one of two of the Capital District DSA Good Time Hour. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I will give our standard Capital District DSA disclaimer. All of the opinions I make right now are mine and mine alone. They do not reflect WGXC and they need not reflect the Capital District DSA. I am just one member. We wear a big hat, so our politics don't all align, but we all are fighting for a greater good. And, you know, we're all trying to be that small ripple to make waves in society, to bring it back to the Ripples Make Waves Pledge Drive. And how cool is that? WGXC is, yeah, we are raising money. You can donate at wgxc.org/donate. You know, we're living in a... Honestly, are they unprecedented anymore? I feel like at this point, everything's pretty precedented. If things were going smoothly, I would say that's unprecedented. You know what is unprecedented? Well, it's not actually, because the ripples that 50,000 people worked to make that wave that I'm about to mention indeed was unprecedented. But Zohra Mamdani, capital or not capital, NYC DSA member, and now the Democratic nominee for mayor of New York City. What a positive, unprecedented little blip on this radar of our societal goo. But yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about what ripples make waves mean to me as I was driving in. And it's really just that, you know, what we saw in New York yesterday is really just like the effort of 50,000 people, regular people, just like doing the best that they can with what they have to, you know, try to make positive change. And I think that really captures the ethos of what WGXC is trying to do as well. I think it's really a positive thing in a very negative world we've got going on right now. You know, if you look on it, if you look at us on a macro level, you know, things are pretty bleak. There's a lot of darkness in the world, but not in this club, if you will. If you look at, you know, Catskill, for example, or the WGXE listening area on a micro level, you know, there is a lot of really cool things being done in large part because of people doing one little thing that they can. And WGXE is such a pillar, and Wavefarm is such a pillar for that. And, you know, it's, again, it's a little tough right now with the current admin if we go macro again. But on a micro level, we can all be that ripple, and we can all make it be a little less bleak. You know, you can become a monthly donor for as little as 17 cents a day. You can give $5 a month. You can give a lot more than that if you can. But, you know, those little things that you do make a huge difference in a lot of people's lives. I think the programming that we do and the work that Wave Farm does up in ACRA are just so special, and it's something that we need to actively work to make sure is a light in a bit of the bleakness. But, you know, I don't want to be too negative. I mean, it's easy to do because I'm a leftist, but also, I don't know, there's some really amazing things going on. I was at the Catskill Creek earlier today because it was really hot, and I met up with my dear friends, Anna and Justin, who are the owners of Wild Hudson Valley, and they had their friends there, and I hadn't met these people, but they are all here from Wisconsin, Oklahoma, and Ontario, but they are all indigenous people to the Lenape Delaware communities, which we are currently on, and they are coming, they've come because they built this new structure, and they're going to be giving this incredible event down at historic Huguenot Street down in New Paltz, the New Netherland Marketplace, and it seems really fun. I learned a lot from them, and I was swimming with Myrna. She's a turning four in August, year old girl who is just the best swimmer in the world. And she was obsessed with finding these big rocks and handing them to me, and then we would throw them. And she was way more into the big splash than the ripple. But, you know, doing that today just kind of brought me back to the ripples make waves and what they are doing right now. I mean, the waves that was just like America historically had sent them so far away, but they came back, and now they're just doing incredible work educating people in the Hudson Valley on, you know, Native practices. It's and like what they did and what their lives were truly like. This is, I think they're reenacting the early 1600s or the mid 1600s. I'm not entirely sure. I'm sure if you go to HuguenotStreet.org, you can probably find it. But yeah, just another example of genuinely how one ripple effect can make such a massive wave. And with that, I'm going to send it over to Richard Houghton with Saving a Life.
Thank you.
Another amazing fade out that was Waiting for That Day by George Michael. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about yesterday, some highs and some lows. I mean, the big high, even though it's not in, like, it doesn't impact us directly, it absolutely will impact us and the world, honestly, is Zoran Mamdani's unprecedented victory in the Democratic mayoral primary in New York. It proves really what we've been fighting for as the DSA and what we know, that, you know, democratic socialism is here, it's working, and it's resonating with so many people. I mean, it was really just, it was really exciting, gave me a lot of hope. And now I have the bragging rights of saying that I have played football with the future mayor of New York City. Yeah, I mean, it's going to impact all of us. It's going to impact the world in many ways, and we really need to keep that momentum up. We saw some less exciting news coming out of Hudson yesterday, which honestly is a bummer, and it kind of reminds me, it brings me back to Ripples Make Waves, because it's down to you and it's down to me. If you are listening to this right now live, you are probably in the Hudson area, and we all need to put some real work in, because the showing yesterday in the primaries was not great. There were definitely some wins, but, you know, Tom DePietro, who was the city chair, lost his vote. The Hudson hasn't had a single black police officer since 2013, which is insane. We need to do the work to shape our future, and that means, you know, hitting the ground and doing the real organizing work. And that's true today, it's true tomorrow, it's true forever. And that right there is a ripple. And yeah, highs and lows, such is life. I don't know, has anybody ever seen that meme from like 2013? It was right after Saddam Hussein was killed. I want to pull it up. I'm being really millennial right now with me referencing a meme on the radio. But there's this club kid who's getting interviewed, and I don't know what the question was, but his response was, "I live in constant fear of the Western descent towards fascism, but I digress. The club is bumping, the ladies look good, the alcohol is flowing. There is much pain in the world, but not in this room." And it's just so good. There is much pain in the world, but not in this room. Kind of that macro and micro thing I was talking about a second ago, or I guess 5 minutes ago. Yeah, and I think, you know, bringing it back to the pledge drive, but keeping the pain out of our little community, our little world, you know, requires those ripples, requires doing the work. And one way that you can do that is to donate, wgxe.org/donate. Like I said, it can be as little as possible, or as much as possible. You know, we will not say no to anything. Let's check right now how we're doing here. Ooh, we're doing okay. We're not quite near our goal yet, but we're not doing bad. We're about quarter of the way there. Thank you, Michael Shore, Catherine High, Christina Wright, Samantha Bittman, a bunch of anonymouses. Tell us who you are. We want to thank you. Yeah, that's a big positive. If you're in Greene County, Columbia County, Dutchess County, Ulster County, you can hear us. Is that true? I can't remember. But people are listening to us from across the world, from New York City to Scotland, to England, to France, Albany. I definitely know there's some Albany folks out there. So thank you so much. It's a really special thing that Wave Farm has created, and we are kind of coming up against the beast that is the federal government in terms of funding. So truly be part of the wave, be part of the wave. Gonna stop talking for a couple minutes again. Here's Something on Your Mind by Karen Dalton.
Tonight.
Sweet. That was, Drume Negrita by Rai Cooter. I think that's how you pronounce it. Sorry. Rai is sick, though. He was a session musician for, like, everybody in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, looking at his Wikipedia right now. Wow. He wrote a billion soundtracks. Bill!
Hey!
Come on in. Grab a mic.
No, I don't want to.
Well, no, this is great, actually, because I'm deeply unprepared.
That's okay. I don't think so. I think you're doing really well.
Oh, my gosh. Bill thinks I'm doing really well.
So let's see. Which mic am I on here?
I don't know. Go to mic 2, because that's the one I turned on. I think so. Talk.
Is it working?
No. Go to that one. Oh, I don't have the volume up.
Is it working?
No, go back to this one.
Is it working?
No. Wait, talk again in there.
Is it working?
Huh. I don't know.
Hello.
Mystery. Maybe go to that one.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out the mics here.
Hello.
Nope. Try this one again.
This is headphone 2. And I guess
okay, so that should be mic 2.
Mic 2 as well.
Try now.
Hello? No go?
No go. Sad. Well, pull up a chair.
All right. I'll just speak declaratively, I suppose. There's
no way you're going to get picked up here. Come around.
Okay.
So glad you're here. Bill, I'm sorry that I insulted you by saying good luck with that. I didn't mean it.
I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I like that kind of stuff, actually.
Okay, good.
Though I don't have any crazy shtick for tonight.
Got it.
What
are you going to do tonight?
I am going to just concentrate on making sure that people donate to WGXC, whether it be a one-time donation or it be, one of those regular monthly donations. I'm just going to put it out there, you know. So I'm going to talk about Zorhan, but I'm going to really focus on doing the job at hand for WGXC.
Hear, hear. Sorry, I couldn't figure out how to get. I think I just have to. We have to get right up close to hear it. Okay. Anyway, do you know Rai Cooter?
Oh yeah,
I just recently discovered him. I deleted my Spotify and I downloaded.
You did that for political reasons?
I did it for political reasons, yeah. Because I'm insufferable. But actually, everybody should delete their Spotify, in my opinion, because the CEO is now the CEO of an AI military
Disgusting. Something.
I don't know. Bad, bad man. But I downloaded Kobuz, which is a French streaming service, mm-hmm. and they're really neat. It's really great audio quality. So it goes from CD quality up to like the highest audio quality you can get from streaming. There's no free tier. So they pay artists really well. It's all human driven. The UX is like slightly more clunky than Spotify, but I don't really mind, but it's been cool. And I discovered this album that I just played, Mambo Sinuendo. It was really fun, and he did a lot of soundtracks, I guess. And
didn't he do the soundtrack to Paris, Texas?
Do that again.
Didn't he do the soundtrack to Paris, Texas?
Yes, he did. February 1985, according to Wikipedia. But when I was listening to that, I was just like driving, and I pictured this scene of this. It was like an animated scene from like the 60s, and in my head, the guy had a really big head and he was just walking along the beach, and it would just like go to different scenes of like a little girl eating ice cream. And then I don't know, but I could tell that he was good at creating scores.
Oh, yeah. Is he still with us? Is he still on this side of the living?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, he's not that old. He's 78. Born in 47 in L.A. There you go. Very cool. So tell us, what's the theme of your show tonight?
Oh, it's just gonna be that version, that second half of the WGXC, the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour, that is going to be all about raising money for GXC because they're our hosts.
That they are. And yeah, what it, when you heard Ripples Make Waves, what was the thing that came to mind for you?
I thought, well, when I saw, so WGXC put out a little document that said that you're responsible for that slogan.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was very maritime of you.
Well.
There you go.
There you
and
go.
I think that's a virtue.
Wow.
To be maritime.
Are you a man of the sea?
No. No, I'd love to get a little sailboat.
You do need a sailboat.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to toot my own horn, but a honk.
Hey, that's right. You are right. That's going to be on my show too. I'm going to do a little shout out to you and about all of that.
Oh my gosh, thank you. If you missed that, I did indeed come up with Ripples Make Waves. Don't know where it came from. Don't know why, but here we are. And with that, I'm going to play a song called "Holy Water" by Lower Dens.
Got a heart.
Hello. Sorry. All right, we're going to try the mic thing one more time. All right. The mic in front of you hopefully is live.
Hello. Is it working?
We got you.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I think you just weren't close enough to the mic.
Okay.
There
so
you go. Now I hear you beautifully.
My God. The fellatio that's got to go on in the station here. Come on.
Bill, it's 5:47.
That's Latin.
I was just telling Bill a little bit more about the New Netherland Marketplace Living History event, 2025, on Saturday and Sunday in New Paltz. But yeah, Anna and Justin, they own Wild Hudson Valley. Anna's a very old family friend, and Justin, her husband, is a historian and teacher, and he's working on a ton of projects with the Lenape people, Lenape Delaware communities, and just the native people of the Hudson Valley, the Catskills, and the Delaware.
Now, I know that there
are
the Mohicans.
Yep.
Are over in.
I think they're just south of us.
They're displaced to the actual reservation is displaced towards somewhere western. In Missouri or something like that?
I believe so. All of the people who I was swimming with today are here this week from the Midwest, where they live, on the reservation. Or they're from different places. I didn't speak to everybody because there was a lot of people. But they live in different places out west of here. But this is their native land, and they came to New Paltz early because they're building a new, like, food building. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't really know. We all should go.
All right.
Saturday, Sunday to learn. I'm not entirely sure. Justin will be giving tours and talks multiple times throughout both days, I believe. And they're going to be doing, like, reenactments. They have a marketplace. It looks really cool. And
they should get on the powwow circuit.
I'm sure that they are. I don't.
That would be great. I haven't been to a powwow in a long time. Last one I went was up on Akwesasne, which is the Mohawk.
Right, because
they call it the reservation, but it's not really a reservation because it's not area. Oh, it's not land that's reserved for them. It's actually they think of it as their nation, not a reservation.
Interesting. Yeah, and they asked me when I was there if I've done the sound walk over at Wave Farm. Have you done the sound walk?
I have not.
So there's an indigenous sound walk at Wave Farm. I'm going to Google it so I don't butcher it. Wave Farm. So it's a guided tour of the land, of Wave Farm. It comes from the Munsee Delaware language that is still spoken. And I guess there's just different installations on the sound walk. You learn about the homeland of the Munsee Delaware people. It looks really cool. And Justin has done talks there. I think it's run by Justin. I'm looking at their descriptions and it's all Wild Hudson Valley. Whoops. Sorry, Justin. I love you. But yeah, Wild Hudson Valley, Anna and Justin are just the coolest, and they have the cutest kids, and they have a beautiful property over in South Caro, right on the Catskill Creek, where I was swimming today. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can camp there, I guess. You can.
That's not my style.
No, not a camper.
I'm not a camper.
You're a Queens boy. You live in the Catskill, or I guess you're technically the Hudson Valley.
I'm technically Hudson Valley. I'm over on the other side of the river, though.
You've never roughed it. Have you ever camped?
I have. That's how I know it's not for
me. Oh, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. I, last year, on my 30th birthday, went camping down in the Catskills, but, like, further south of us, and with a couple friends, and we were pretty deep in there without cell service, and a massive, like, giant thunderstorm rolled in within, like, 5 minutes. We were sitting there playing Codenames, and then 5 minutes later, the sky went black. Codenames is a board game.
I see.
And the sky went black, and I was like, I'm going to die tonight. And we had no cell service. It was an insane storm that was like directly mm-hmm. over us. I was so scared a tree was going to fall.
But the Hudson River Valley's famous for those sudden yeah. thunderstorms.
Apparently. News to me as somebody who's born and raised. Mm. I guess I've never experienced it in a tent, but I truly thought I was going to die that night. And it turns out there was a tornado that touched mm-hmm. down in the area.
Now that's unusual for us. That's certainly an indication like, again, of climate change.
Looping back to precedented times, I think this is the coldest summer we'll probably have from mm-hmm. now on. But anyway, mm-hmm. to bring it back, the Indigenous Sound Walk seems really, really special. I haven't done it myself, but I do want to experience it. You can also go up to Wave Farm and do a tour. It's a really, really beautiful place. And in order to keep that thing alive, you got to go to wgxc.org/donate to make your ripple.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What next? What's your vibe? Give me a word that, like, your mood right now.
Deviltry?
Deviltry. Oh, gosh. I have nothing for that.
Okay. Let's try another mood then. I know that my show coming up is going to have some very heavy songs, but, you know, I like to...
You do.
I like to have the host... I like to have... The show tune's in there, too.
Oh, I forgot to play a show tune, and I love the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to play something a little camp. This is Prince's cover of Every Day is a Winding Road by Sheryl Crow.
Go for it. I'm going to play Prince wrote this song. G-Spot.
All right. Road, I'm
swimming in a sea of anarchy. I've been living on compliments and herbal tea. I've been wondering if all the things I've ever seen were ever